Within it, you will find the rest of yourself. We salute you for your courage and your strength and your boldness to have chosen such a challenging world. It only shows you that you are that powerful, that you knew your power would be sufficient to handle the challenges this world presents to you. Know that, behave as if you know that, and you will see and feel and experience your world becoming the world of your dreams as you become the dream of the infinite, as you surrender to yourself, to your true self, and become the dream you were dreamed to be, so too will your world become a reflection of that dream. Let go your expectations and assumptions. Let go your definitions. Let go of who you think you are. Let go of who you think you're supposed to be. Because I will tell you this, in all honesty, you don't know who you are. You don't know who you are. You don't know who you are. And I will tell you this, that is exactly as it should be. When it is all right, when you are comfortable with not knowing who you are, then can you truly be who you are. Then can you truly reveal unto yourself who you really were created to be. But only when you stop thinking you know who you are is this possible. It is all right to not know who you are. Do not fear not knowing who you are. This is part of what it is to leap into the void. For only then, when you have allowed there to be nothing, can there be something. If you hold on to something, then there will always be nothing. If you let go and let it be all right for there to be nothing, and stay centered within your being, stay centered within your joy, not your fear, then you will know where you are is where you need to be. And you will not fear that anything can take you. You will not fear that you must give your power over. You will not fear in any way, shape, or form, even when you fear. You will not fear. Because you will experience the fear in a different way. You will experience it as information. You will experience it as self-awareness. You will experience it as an opportunity to add to the knowledge of yourself. You will experience it as one of the valued events of your life. For you are valued and valuable, and you must value yourself. Or nothing you have ever learned from any of us will work. If you do not value who you are, then you do not give yourself the ability to use any tool. The first tool is to be yourself and let it be all right to be who you are, whatever that may be. Then can you change? But remember, change takes place within the nothing. You do not experience the shift itself. You only experience what comes after the shift. You only experience the result of the change. That takes place in a world of space and time. That is the world of experience. The change takes place in timelessness, and so there is no experience of it.